Well, Chad's out, and we've got two guys who are not apt to give Joey Chestnut a run for his money this weekend in the hot dog competition. Here's Gatos and Steve Zinsmeister.
Hey, Joey Chestnut had, what's his record for eating hot dogs at the
76
at the
in 10 minutes or something like that?
76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
He's won 15 times.
How much will he be hindered by the broken leg?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that really going to impact his eating ability?
Well, think about
doubt it.
Well, okay, so is he on crutches?
I don't know.
If he's on crutches, that could hinder his...
Is he allowed to sit?
Arm movements. I don't know.
He's not an athlete, guys. He's not an athlete.
This is a sport.
It is not a sport.
Do you train? You have to train.
You have to train.
I don't think you train for
this. Yes, you do have to train.
It involves muscles.
I can't. We had him
chewing
on.
Chewing muscles. No, yeah. They don't. They don't chew.
We had him
anything.
On a few years ago, and we had him do a wing eating contest with Lloyd Banks, and it was hilarious. But I remember asking him, like, do you not eat for 3 days? And then you go into one of these, you know, the Nathan's hot dog thing, 4th of July.
I don't know if it's 3 days, but I think they do fast for at least like a day just to make space.
And do you eat dinner that night after you have 76 hot dogs? I mean, I'm just saying, what if you eat it at noon? Are you going to actually be hungry at 6 o'clock for dinner? Just a question. Anyway. As Detour Dan said,
things to think about.
17-mile delay, I-17 north, wishing you the best of luck. It is always a mess going up north, and now you're just paying more gas for it. The airlines, by the way, we've got 48 million Americans expected to travel this weekend. I know a million Arizonans are traveling. What would it take for you to give up your seat on an oversold plane? So we have the airlines. And what is it, Delta?
This is Delta Airlines. It was a flight from, I believe, Grand Rapids, Michigan, to somewhere in Minnesota. So not exactly a long flight. And they are paying people to get off the airplane. Listen to this.
Todd and his wife were flying on Delta Airlines from Grand Rapids, Michigan, to Minneapolis, to Boise. When they got to their gate, the airline staff made this announcement.
Well, we are very overbooked. We need several people to bump if they're willing. We're now offering $5,000.
No!
$5,000.
Okay.
Holy.
See, you could get trampled running up there trying to get that thing, right? Like, if you're in the airport and you hear that, will you give someone else your seat? We'll give you $5,000.
I think he's on the plane already.
Oh, were they on the plane?
I think he said he's on the plane. I couldn't tell, but I think he said he's already on the plane.
Okay.
Like, to get off the plane.
I think I'm getting off.
Oh, I would jump.
You know what?
At
I'm
that.
Not getting off.
$5,000?
No, I'm going to wait. That. I'm going to wait. I want a better deal.
You're trying to negotiate?
Listen, I have nothing to lose. I either get to where I'm going, which is what I want, or I'm going to walk off with a lot of money. So if I'm sitting on a plane and they put this $5,000 up, I'm going to look around. I'm going to see if anyone's moving, right?
I would assume a lot of people would jump up at that.
All right.
But the story continues.
And I'm like, and I look at my wife, I'm like, no way.
Todd initially thought it was a joke, or that the airline needed 10 people to give up their seats, and they had $5,000 to give collectively to the passengers.
I looked at my wife, and she's like, no, we're not doing it.
First of all, take the money.
You think?
Don't be stupid.
Let me tell you.
Take the money.
Let me give you a little insight here, wise man. And Becky Lynn, you know this. If the wife says you're not doing it.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're
no
not
doubt.
Doing it.
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt. But she made the wrong decision. Okay. This continues.
Went home.
So the couple boarded the plane. And that's when Todd says the flight attendant announced they still needed people to give up their seats. But this time, it was for more than $5,000.
And we're now offering $10,000.
$10,000.
Sold.
And there people died trying to get off the plane, right? To take the
$10,000 to get off the plane.
Sold. Yeah. Unless you're going to a funeral or a wedding and you have to be there, I'm taking the 10 grand.
Well, and remember, this is a flight from Michigan to Minnesota. $10,000. You put that in your pocket, you rent a car and drive.
You're basically paying me $10,000 not to go to Minnesota. That's awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That is fantastic.
All right, this continues.
I look at my husband going, honey, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And then the lady says, the stewardess says, and we paid immediately via Apple Pay, if you have Apple Pay on your phone, or if you, or a Visa gift card.
So this isn't even like, hey, we'll give you a voucher or hey, $10,000 credit to your Delta account or something.
Miles.
They're handing you $10,000.
Yeah.
To your Apple Pay or a gift card.
I'm confused. How does this benefit the airline to give people $10,000?
I have no clue.
To leave and let someone else come in and take their seat? What did those people pay that they got bumped off?
It can't be that expensive.
No,
on a flight.
It's a great question.
I'm just thinking, why on earth would it be worth it to you?
Because they could book you on a different flight. They can squeeze more people on the airline. Less people are complaining. They get to get on. Listen, you're either, if you're the person outside of the, if you're the person that's wanting to get on the plane, you're going to get a ticket, right? You're going to get a seat. That's good. If you're the person that walks off the plane, you're getting $10,000. That's good. Listen, these airlines are flush with money. We gave them so much money during COVID to keep them going that they're probably just trying to figure out, let's spread the people over a whole bunch of different flights, because it's their fault in the first place. They should pay $10,000.
Yeah,
it's their fault to overbook it.
The thing always confused me.
Yeah.
It's not like this is new. They've always done this.
Are you getting off the plane for 10 grand, Becky
Lynn? I'm getting off the plane for $10,000.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be worried if you said no. Like this woman. She must be steadfast in whatever it is that she's trying to get to.
So did this couple actually get off the plane?
I don't know if they did eventually, but $10,000, you better get off that plane, dude.
So his wife still didn't want to get off the plane.
Take the money.
I think they got off the plane.
And they were going to Minnesota. From Michigan to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Why did the airline, who decided that they were going to go from $5,000 straight to $10,000? You know what? We're just going to double it.
Because
there was nobody who thought they should take the approach of, okay, we got $5,000.
Think about it, though.
$6,000. We got $6,000 over here. Okay, $7,000. Like, you could have saved money.
But they overbooked the plane. And let's say you've got 10 people standing out there that thought they were going to get on this plane.
And they're furious.
Why don't you just give them $5,000? I would have been, if I were on the plane, or if I were supposed to be on the plane and I couldn't get on the plane and they said, look, we'll give you $5,000. We're really sorry. I'd go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Like, tell them, hey, you don't have a choice. You're being kicked off the plane, but here's $5,000.
But here's $5,000.
And you just hand it to them sneakily.
And remember, $5,000 for the airline is nothing. I mean, they have a ton of money.
They still have an airline ticket. They're still going to get on the next flight. So they got $5,000.
Maybe not the next one.
You have to reward somebody to get off that plane. Yeah, if you're going to get people on the plane, you've got to reward people to get off the plane. And $10,000, it's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's
exceptionally.
That's amazing.
Good.
You know, you can buy. That can be your whole next three vacations if you want to, or two vacations, or whatever it is.
Several vacations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Several Minnesota vacations.
Right.
$10,000.
All right, so 10 grand to get off the plane. That's how bad the airlines were today. They're paying people $10,000 to get out of their seat and get off the plane so others can get on.
I'll bet people in Arizona right now wish they could get $10,000 to get off the I-17.
I bet you you're right, too. Hey, but you know what?
There's no airline for
that. It's really interesting. Remember what Chad told us the other day with Target and Walmart?
Oh, that you bring stuff back and they give your money back and say, and by the way, you can just keep it.
Yeah, if you buy something and you bring it back, they don't want it. They let you keep the item. And
they give you your money.
Then they give you your money back.
Yeah, they got too much stuff.
They got too much stuff.
And they're either
selling it for nothing, or they're just saying, yeah, you know what? Just keep it.
It's amazing. All right, I'm getting off that plane. Not for five grand, wise man. You get off the plane for five?
I'd get off for five. Yeah, absolutely. I might get off for 500.
All right, coming up next, Governor Doug Ducey wants to build the wall. Is it a wall or is it a virtual fence? Is that any good?
Virtual?
I don't think Trump would like that. I would have built a virtual fence. Plus, we'll check on the I-17 north. How many mile backup next?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
The Independence Day holiday weekend is the slowest time of the summer for blood donations. Please donate to Vitalant's Saving Arizona Blood Drive on Saturday, July 2nd from 8 to 1 at Gila River Arena, or Sunday, July 3rd, 7 to 1 at the Tempe Center for the Arts. You can head to the contest page at KTAR.com to schedule your appointment today.
Yeah, and now make sure you're texting the word food to 401-923. It's Food Bank Fridays on the Gatos and Chad Show. The wise man's in for Chad. We're trying to raise $15,000. It'll equate to 100,000 meals. $1 equals 7 pounds of food, and there are people that are hurting out there with high gas and grocery prices. So text the word food to 411-923. It's presented by the UPS Store and Sweet James Accident Attorneys. Food Bank Fridays, we're partnering up with St. Mary's Food Bank. All right, in a few minutes, story time on the show. Most of you know what that is. If you don't, we basically bring you inside of our personal lives at the end of the show and tell you something ridiculous that's going on with us. So we'll do that. Hey, Governor Doug Ducey signed legislation that's going to direct $335 million in state cash to construct a virtual fence along the border.
Yeah, I read that line in the stories as well.
Hmm. Might be some physical fencing. It looks to me like it's virtual.
Right. It says virtual or physical fencing. So when I hear virtual fencing, the first thing I think of is, are immigrants showing up to the border wearing VR helmets? And they're like, oh, there's a wall here. We're going to have to go around.
Sometimes virtual is better than a barrier. I mean, it all depends.
But in this case, does virtual actually mean that they're setting up more technology? That's how I'm assuming.
Oh, that's what I'm assuming, too.
I don't know that for a fact.
You can build a wall. You could build a fence. I got to tell you, it goes back to you can dig under it. You can go through the fence sometimes. There have been so many videos when Trump wanted to build some of the wall, and like a kid can get over that wall in like 5 seconds. I mean, some people can.
We've seen it happen, yeah.
We've seen it happen.
We've seen video of it.
So if there's a 15-foot fence, you need a 17-foot ladder, and you're over. So you know what? Sometimes virtual is better.
Here's my biggest question about this, though.
Okay.
Where they're putting physical fencing, because we've talked about this a lot. It's a federal issue. It's federal land, too, that they were building the Trump wall on. So my question about this and Ducey doing it with state funds is, are we able to do it in the same places that the Trump wall is already in?
Well, remember, I got to tell you, there was more wall built by Obama.
True. Okay, fair enough.
Which is
fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough. But that's still the federal government. So
right,
my point is, I guess, still the same. Are we adding on to the federal wall, or are we building a state wall next to the federal wall?
I got to tell you, I think they're probably replacing some wall.
Are we allowed to do that?
Well, even if we're not, who cares? Let's do it.
I'm not against doing it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's illegal. I don't know.
I mean, even when Trump was running his mouth about the fence or the wall, I'm fine with the wall. Let's put it up. We should put up a wall. Let's put up a wall. Is it always going to work? No. As I said, 15-foot wall, you get a 17-foot ladder, and you're over it.
We've seen people cut through it.
We have. There's no question about it. But the virtual stuff is important, too. But it'd also be nice, you need more Border Patrol agents, too. We don't have enough of them. But are we going to throw $335 million in state cash to construct a virtual wall? Well, you could use that for teachers. You can make an argument. You should put that in our education, because I was just driving on the I-17 the other day, and there's a big billboard, and Dallas is going after our teachers. They're telling on the billboard what you can make, why you should move to Dallas. You'll make a lot more money there than in Arizona, and it's true. So, I mean, yeah, we've got some money here in Arizona to spend. Do you want to spend it on a virtual wall? And is that even going to work? And what does it look like?
Well, to be fair, in the bipartisan budget that was passed in Arizona this week, or that was at least signed by the governor this week, there is $1 billion in there for K-12 education. So it's not like they put nothing towards education and $500 million into the wall or whatever. There is money devoted to education. You can always make the case that there should have been more. There should be more given to education or less to the wall. I'm open to that discussion all day. But in fairness, there is money going to education.
Yeah. But again,
it's almost never enough to make a dent.
Well, when you've got, teachers that are leaving in droves and they're either retiring or they're moving to Dallas because they see the billboard, we've got a lot of problems. The border is one of them. Getting good teachers is another one. So we've got many problems in Arizona. So who's going to tackle those problems? And who's going, we've got the gubernatorial race. We're all going to go vote in the next month. We saw the mess at the Republican gubernatorial debate. It was insane. Nobody got anything out of it. There wasn't a winner. There wasn't a loser.
There were candidates whistling at each other.
That is true. It's crazy. But it was interesting because last night there was supposed to be on PBS the Democratic debate for governor.
Ah, yes.
And Katie Hobbs didn't show up.
It's Katie Hobbs and Marco Lopez.
Katie Hobbs is going to win the nomination. It's going to be a landslide.
And you know what? That's why she didn't show up.
Okay. But does that mean that you don't show up? People have done this before. She's not the first to do this.
Yeah, I guess the one argument is we want to hear from the candidates, especially in a public forum like on PBS, as much as possible. Because we want to know everything we can about the candidates before we vote on them.
She doesn't need this debate. That's why she didn't do it.
She doesn't need the debate.
Here's why she...
There's more risk involved than anything.
Well, I'm going to take the other side of it. Because I think she should have debated. She needs to be polished up. Because what she's used to doing is going on cable news. And it's usually a CNN or an MSNBC. And they're very nice to her. We've had her on the show. She's really not very polished. I think that she should have taken this debate and she should have used it to practice because she's going to be in a debate with the gubernatorial candidate from the right. And is she going to be as polished? I don't know. What I do think is funny is she came out with a statement. She said something like, you tell me, wise man. She said something like, well, I'm going to be in a debate and it's going to be with Carrie Lake.
Yeah, she basically said, I'm out talking to Arizonans where they are in their communities. That's why I wasn't able to make it to the debate.
BS, right.
And then after that, she kind of points towards the real threat is not Marco Lopez. It's Carrie Lake and her conspiracy theories.
Right. She wants us to believe. She desperately wants Carrie Lake to win. Because she'll beat Carrie Lake. Independents aren't going to vote for Carrie Lake in a general. They're just not going to happen. They'll vote for Hobbs. But I don't think Lake is going to make it to the general election. If you look at Karen Taylor Robeson, the amount of money she's putting into her campaign, you see her everywhere on TV and radio. She's a conservative woman. She's got a great background. She's not somebody who just read a bunch of crap on television. She's worthy of the job, and I think she's going to win.
I expect Hobbs could struggle with either of them. I think Carrie will probably walk all over her, and it won't be pretty. Don't get me wrong. It'll
in
look
a debate?
In a debate.
It'll yeah, but look, she'll get killed in the ballot.
That may be. That may be, but I'm talking about the debate right now.
Yeah.
And Karen, you could agree with her or disagree with her, and you and I have disagreed with her on a couple of different topics, and that's fine, but she's polished, and she'll walk all over you in that way.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. But if, Who is QAnon Carrie's biggest fan right now? Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs will win that race. Can Katie Hobbs beat Karen Taylor Robeson? Not so sure. Can Katie Hobbs beat Carrie Lake? Absolutely, that will happen.
Yeah, she probably feels better about that, yeah.
Coming up next, story time of the Gatos and Chad Show. The Wise Man is in today. We've given you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news this week. So coming up next, we'll share something from our crazy personal lives next.
Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
Oh, yes, time to get all warm and fuzzy on the show. Wise Man's in for Chad. Wise Man, I'll go first. We got back from London, had a great trip. Across the pond, and it was wonderful. My wife and I really enjoyed it. A lot of great things to do there, but there was one thing that was quite interesting. Do you know what the London Eye is?
The Eye? That's the Ferris wheel.
It is huge. It is massive. It is not any Ferris wheel like you've ever seen in your life. It is so huge, but it is enclosed. So basically, you could put 20 to 30 people in, and you'll start at the bottom, and the wheel will go up, and you will go up, and up, and up, and up.
So it's more like a room than a seat.
Very, very true.
Okay.
And you pack like 20 or 30 people in there, and you go up, and when you get to the top, you can just see everything. So I see this, and we're in line, and I look at my wife, and I go, oh, geez, they're going to pack us in like 20, 30 people. There's no ventilation in there.
No.
I mean, COVID is still here. I mean, come on. And I'm starting to complain.
They got COVID in London, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we're getting closer to, like, get on this thing. And I'm like, I wonder how much I can pay the guy to just say, like, give me our own capsule. And she's like, don't you do it. Don't embarrass me. Don't do it. All right. I'll get in there and I'll breathe the same air that everybody's doing. So I'm in line and we're in line and we get up towards the front. These people in the front of us, you hand the ticket and then you walk a little ways and then you get on. Well, the people in front of us, they're being very mean to the guy. I don't know what they were saying, but they were very snide.
Really?
And very rude. Oh, we had to wait so long. And, oh, you can't even get us all in. We have a big party. And, you know, what about the... And they really were just mean to the guy. So the guy ushered him and got everybody on. And then it was our turn. And my wife turns to this guy and she's like, you know what? You did a really good job. They were totally wrong and totally rude. And
the worst.
All you did was just you made them happy, even though they were very nasty to you. And this guy was probably in his 20s, right? And he's like, thank you so much. No one ever says anything. I take this crap all day. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to get you your own pot.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to ask.
I didn't even have to pay him.
Wow.
Right? So my super sweet wife, you know, and she's like, you know, and you're a very handsome young man, too. And she says that, too. And so he's like, you know, he loves this. So,
which you're totally okay with because you're
totally
getting your own pod.
I'm getting my own pod. They're not going to be 30 other people in there. I'm not going to have to breathe COVID air. So so we get in this thing. It's pretty big.
Yeah. You have a whole room to yourself.
We have the whole room to ourselves. And we start going up and everyone's looking at us. And they're like, how did those two?
Yeah.
Get in there. There are 28 other people in the
How
other
How rich
one.
Are they?
I know.
They get their own pod.
Oh, my wife is the best. She knows I'm a hypochondriac.
And you know what? If you had asked for it, you wouldn't have got it.
I wouldn't have got it.
Nope.
All right, that's story time. Wise man, good to have you in. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you, dude.
We'll see you next week. Becky Lynn's up with Arizona's Evening News.